Welcome to Giants Online, driven by the Hess Toy Truck. We welcome in Paul Schwartz of the New York Post and Kimberly Jones of NFL Network. And Paul, obviously the Giants offensive line is going to get a big test on Monday night. This Vikings front is one of the best in the National Football League.
Well, they're also licking their chops. They're coming off an 8-sack performance against Cam Newton, who does hold the ball a little bit, but he's a big, strong guy. It's hard to bring him down. Yeah, the first 3 weeks, the Cowboys did not have anything special up front. The Saints certainly had nothing special up front. And the Redskins are okay, but this is the greatest test for what most people think is the most vulnerable part of this Giants defense. Their offensive line.
And, Bob, I'll leave the stat pack to you, but okay. There are numbers that indicate when Eli gets rid of the ball quicker, he is much more accurate. Mm-hmm. That means the Giants' offense much more effective. You have to believe that's part of the game plan this week.
Yeah, no question about it. Now, obviously, they have these three weapons, but now the Giants are dealing with some injuries. You know, they went through the first 2 weeks pretty unscathed. Mm-hmm. Now they've got to deal with some guys that are banged up, and here's where the coaching staff has to mix and match a little bit.
But as far as we know, the big three are healthy. Right. They are available. They are available in Victor Cruz's case to be targeted more than three times in a game. And in the first 2 weeks, we saw that Victor can do good things when targeted late in games. So I think the big three has to lead this team. I think they're capable of doing it. As a trio, they lead the league in receiving yards. They have a great group of three wide receivers. And they're going to need to use them Monday night.
Well, the questions, I think, will be, will Eli be upright enough to get to those big three, which is a big concern because they're not going to run the ball that great, I don't think. Shane Vereen's out. That's a pretty big loss. And as you mentioned on defense, you know, it's amazing. A month ago, we thought this team was loaded in the defensive backfield with depth and with experience and with talent. And now, all of a sudden, they're down to one healthy safety, proven safety, Landon Collins. Nat Burhey probably won't play with a concussion. All of a sudden, it's like all hands on deck. I mean, it's this is not a huge passing game maybe for the Vikings, but it's an issue. It really is.
Kim, you know, the Giants continue to find interesting ways to lose
yes.
games. After the first 2 weeks of the season, you kind of felt like, hey, wow, the games ended nicely. They managed the clock. Things went according to form. Not so much against Washington. When you look at this team, does it concern you that what we saw last week looked a lot like
yes.
some of the things that you saw in 2015?
Yes, and I think it should concern anyone in this building and should concern anyone who roots for this team. I thought it was stunning the way Matt Jones on that last drive. Mm. The Redskins ate up minutes after minutes on the clock, and they couldn't stop Matt Jones. And Snacks ended up saying, yes, some missed assignments. It can't happen.
Right, and you know, and it's not like they were in a pass formation
no.
and they ran off it. They basically lined it up and said, here we go.
Yep.
And that's supposed to be a strength of this team.
Absolutely true. And I also thought that the offense, and I will not give up on this one, it got away from its absolute strength. I would at this point force a defense to stop Sterling Shepard. I would not force the ball to him. I would not make him the number one option on every play. I would put him in the slot. I would slant them to death, and I would make a defense stop him because so far no one has.
My question here with that is, do you think that Eli Manning is going to sort of his first read a little bit quicker than maybe he has in the past because he doesn't trust his protection to the point. Remember when Odell went streaking down the left side? He wound up throwing it underneath to Shepard, who made the catch, and then Josh Norman committed the penalty. But it could have been an easy 75-yard touchdown.
But that's a play. Eli cannot make that play. Eli said he explained he was coming off play action. His back is kind of turned to Odell when Norman comes off him, and Odell – you know, that would have been a difficult read and play. But as far as his reads, look, Eli said, I will go through my progressions. I will throw to the guy that's open. Now, as we saw before that, he threw three straight times to Odell. Completion, defensive holding. So, I mean, he is a beast, and you have to feed the beast. We get that. But Eli is not a momentum-type guy. I think that's what you want. You want him to say, I'm going to shove it down their throats until they can stop it. That's fine. But I think Eli is so magnanimous with his, well, that's my read. And I agree. Sometimes when you see the ball up in the air to Larry Dindell or to Will Tye, you think to yourself, there could be something good that can come out of this, but most likely not.
Prediction for Monday night.
You know, I think the Giants are poised to do better things, but I just, and the Vikings aren't going to go undefeated, let's face it, but I don't have a feel for it. I mean, I've gone to Minnesota too many times and seen them really play poorly. So I don't think the Giants will win this game. I could see them losing like in a 10-point game.
Okay.
24-17 Minnesota.
All right. So you guys have the Giants playing a much better game.
Better against an offense that probably isn't that explosive, right, and losing.
Paul, happy holiday to you as well.
Thank you.